FMD is the Morning News Express. Rise and shine up at Adam, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. And the Jan Garter joined us today, as she does once a month here on the Morning News Express, the county executive on this, on a day that, you know, it's election day, Jan, but not for the county, but for the city.
That's right, and I'm glad you've been out encouraging people to get out to vote today, Bob, because we expect a relatively low turnout in the city of Frederick, so everybody who goes out to vote will make a big difference to the outcome in the primary.
Well, and I hate the fact that people don't vote. I wonder why. I mean, do you have any reasons why? I mean, you're a little more connected when it comes to politics than I am. I mean, I talk about it, and we discuss it, and we lament and yell and scream, but you know, I'm not as involved as you are in party politics. But I kind of think why people don't vote.
Well, I can't tell you why people don't vote. We want people to get out and vote because obviously they decide a lot about what happens at the local level in their own communities. But I think in the city of Frederick, because the election is by itself, it's not with any state or federal elections, fewer people are motivated to turn out. And I think generally people are happy with the city of Frederick unless there's a big issue that motivates people to come out. Sometimes they don't come out. But their vote really does matter in the primary. If their candidates don't get through the primary, then obviously they can't vote for them in the general election in November.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, you know, I think this is where, you know, we'll pick our mayoral candidates and who makes it through on the alderman side, on the Democratic side. There really isn't a contest on the aldermanic candidates on the Republican side. But you know, there's only a few thousand people that show up and vote, your personal vote carries a lot of weight. So I really encourage people to get out and vote in the primary today.
Yeah, I think when you're talking local politics, the enormity of your vote, you know, a single voice, does mean a lot more when it comes to that.
It does. So I do hope people come out and vote. I know the candidates are working very hard. I know they're out going door to door. I've heard they're all mailing a lot. So, you know, people are putting a lot of effort into it, and they're sharing their vision for the future of Frederick County, the future of the city of Frederick.
Right.
And the city is pretty important to the whole entire community.
Absolutely. All right, hang on for a minute. We can talk more. Take a break. We've got news. We've got traffic. And we'll have more with the county executive, Jan Garter, on the Morning News Express. If you've got a question, you can email it to me, bob@wfmd.com, or you can call in at 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. But first, let's get a look.
This continues on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
The South Mountain Creamery Morning News Express with Bob Miller on 930 WFMD.
Yeah, with this hour, we can call it the Bob and Jan Show. The county executive, Jan Garter, joins us this morning at 6:36. And Executive Garter, I don't know how many memorials that you have done for the 9/11, but your thoughts on having to, and I don't know if it's memorialized as opposed to celebrate, but we try to honor those who sacrificed and the spirit of community, the spirit of the country at that kind of time. And how do you approach something like that?
Well, this was our 16th annual tribute to September 11th, and we try to, pay tribute to all those Americans who lost their lives on that day, to all of our first responders who responded to take care of people, whether it was at the Pentagon or in New York City, and to the average citizens, you know, particularly those who were on Flight 93, who did something that day that they certainly hadn't ever expected and, you know, prevented another a target from being hit with a plane on that fateful day. So I think we thank our first responders every day because they never know what's going to show up. So I think we have to say thank you to our police and our firefighters, our first responders who are healthcare providers, for making us safe and keeping us safe. They stand ready to do whatever they need to do, but one of the biggest messages I think that's important for us to carry forward as we pay tribute to all these people is that we stand united. After September 11th, you know, the nation came together and stood together as one and helped each other and had that spirit of unity and strength. And so I think as Americans, we need to stand together. And I had a call for action that all of us remember that we are Americans, and even though we debate our differences of opinion, that we still recognize at the end of the day the fact that we can have that opinion and debate the issues is part of our strength as a country.
We're talking with County Executive Jan Gardner, and unlike those guys in the afternoon that you get to hang out with, Jan, we got to take breaks for every couple seconds, every couple minutes, because it's very important that we get our friends out there who are heading down the road this morning, get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. And there she is, Katie Ryan. She's got all the details for you this morning.
Good morning. You're still seeing your stack delays, 270 South.
301-694-WFMD, if you've got a question for her. And Executive Gardner, I will tell you this. I was talking to Diana Gibson during the bottom of the hour right after her news, and we were talking, and she says she's very appreciative of how your public information officer gets information about what your office is trying to do. So I thought I would pass that along so you can pat those people on the back. But with that being said, information to the news is apparently is different than getting information to some of the county council members, because we did a story yesterday that Billy Shreve, Councilman Shreve, is kind of upset about not being able to get information. So what is the process for a council person to be able to get information, and should they expect a fairly quick turnaround because they are council members?
Sure. We give information to the council all the time. Obviously, the council members are invited to all of my press briefings, and we provide them all the information with everything we present every week, which I think is important as part of open and transparent government. And most of the bills that I send their way, the county council will also have a public workshop on before they put it through the formal public hearing process. But I think Councilman Shreve was talking about a request that he made for some information specifically about zoning violations. And sometimes what the council members ask for is something that we do not readily have. The list that he's asking for doesn't really exist. Staff does have notes on certain zoning issues that may have been out there over the past year or two, and usually those issues are resolved. And so we just really don't have exactly what he's requesting. So we will have to create something to really give him the answer to those questions. But we get requests from the council on a regular basis, almost every day, asking questions about a wide variety of things. And for the most part, we provide those answers within 24 or 48 hours. But when somebody asks us for something we don't have, obviously it takes a little longer.
Was that conveyed to him?
I believe it has been, yes.
Okay. All right. Because it just seems, you know, I would say, well, if somebody said, look, we don't have it, give us a week and we'll get it to you.
I believe it has been, yes.
Okay. All right. Because it just seems, you know, I would say, well, if somebody said, look, we don't have it, give us a week and we'll get it to you.
Let's just face it. There are some members of the county council who really spend most of their time trying to create controversy where there is none. And so we have to decide, you know, how much time are we going to spend on certain things that really don't have a lot of key issues. We're very busy in Frederick County government, and so we will get everybody an answer to every question they have. But sometimes we don't even understand exactly what the question is because the question itself is unclear. But we'll get all the council members' answers to their questions. So you need to know that we spend a lot of time answering questions, or the staff does, throughout county government to the county council members. And every summer we offer, because it works for more of the council members than other times of the year, we provide tours, have them go out and meet various agencies and really try to learn what's going on the administrative side of county government.
All right. With that being said, there was a story, I guess it was last week, about a dust-up, an argument between two county councilmen, Kirby DeLauder and Jerry Donald, that, you know, made it onto Facebook, that made it into the you know, into the news. I'm not sure if you were there. I'm not sure. But at any point, I mean, you are the county executive. You know, these are grown men. At any point, do you have to just, you know, kind of sit back and just let them do what they want to do? Or do you have any kind of control where you can sit down and say, okay, look, we know you guys don't get along, but let's do a better job at getting along? Or is that just something you go, I just throw my hands up and let these boys be boys?
Well, I wish that all elected officials would behave in a positive manner. I mean, anybody who watches the council meeting knows that at the end of the meetings, the council members have an opportunity to make comment on anything they want. And some people make comment that is personal to other people. And others make positive comments and share information about what's happening in the county. So I think different elected officials have different approaches to the issues. And I think everybody should behave well. But I just think there's been some things that have been pretty astonishing at the county council level. I had no role in that debate between two council members. And I think it's unfortunate that, again, if it's true that one council member wanted to have a fist fight with another council member, it's really terrible behavior on their part. And I think the public knows who the culprit is in that case.
Well, I mean, none of this would have ever been brought to light if the other council member didn't run and take it to Facebook and let everybody know about it. So, I mean, it's like, oh, you know, I'm going to tattle to the world, right?
You wouldn't have a story that I didn't give information to Billy Shreve if Billy Shreve hadn't come to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is what's going to happen all the time. It's an election year. I put my nose to the grindstone, and I do work for the citizens of the Frederick County. I really think that part of what started all of this was Kirby DeLauder putting out a fundraising letter suggesting that the county council members and others were doing some things they just absolutely aren't doing. And, you know, it causes a lot of frustration when people run a campaign that's just not truthful.
We're talking with County Executive Jan Gardner on the Morning News Express. We got to end this real quick. I got a question for you, though, because we were talking about getting information out, and we started with the fact that, you know, we get a lot of great information almost, you know, if not daily, every other day, or at least once a week about what your office is doing, and we appreciate that to kind of give us an idea of, you know, you saying being open and transparent. So when somebody sends you an email, like say I send Jan Gardner an email, and you've actually told me to do that because we discussed an issue that I had dealings with and I didn't follow through, but you actually said, hey, send me an email, we'll look into it. So I mean, you're open to do that, but if somebody does send you an email, does it go to County Executive Jan Gardner? Do you open it up, or does it get filtered to say somebody in your office who then looks at it and then gives it to you? How does that work?
I read all of my emails, and when someone sends me an email, if obviously I get a lot of different questions, I will send it out a lot of times to departments or agency heads to provide an answer to me, because sometimes I obviously don't know personally the answer to the question, and we sometimes that division director or some staff throughout the county will respond directly to that constituent, my request.
I'm not gonna share, but I know somebody who did that, sent you an email and have not gotten any kind of response yet. And so I'm wondering, if you sent it to them, do you have as an edict that said, hey, look, I forward this to you, I need to make sure that you are taking care of this, and I need to have it done in 48 to 72 hours, even if it's a response of, hey, thank you for your email, we're looking into it, which they have not gotten.
We try to acknowledge every email within 24 hours.
Okay.
And so we try to do that. We do keep a log of these, and we try to then get a response to it. So the more complicated the question, the longer it might take to get the full answer.
Okay.
So I won't tell you that we don't miss something once in a while, but last month when I was on the radio, you suggested somebody contact me, and we have responded to that person.
Okay.
With a detailed response.
Okay, good.
So hopefully they did receive it, if that's the person you're talking about. But it did take us a couple weeks because I actually had to meet with staff to talk about that situation, what options we might have, and legislation might have to come out of that to ultimately cure that particular situation.
Well, that's nice. Well, I mean, I don't know if that's a step forward or a step backward. I don't know. But, yeah, that's...
Well, I think it'll be a step forward, except that, you know, if I propose a bill to the county council and they like it, they may have to workshop it, and then it will take several months to go through the process. So I think that person raised a problem, and I gave them their options right now, but we're actually talking about introducing legislation to address that more comprehensively.
Well, I wish we had more time, but we don't. I mean, I always know that it's always great that I like to listen to you guys on the afternoon show, because they have actually more time to kind of get into more detailed information stories. We just kind of, you know, throw them at you, you know, the rapid fire questions to the county executive, and we appreciate your time. And I know I can't tell you to go vote because you don't live in the city.
I don't live in the city, but we'll encourage those people who do to go out and vote today. And today we're going to have a celebration of the 125th anniversary of Hood College.
Oh, nice.
This year. And I will be having a press briefing on Thursday at 11 a.m. like I often do. And so I always ask people to stay tuned. And if you did send me an email and you didn't get immediate response, tag me again, because some days I do get a couple hundred emails. So we try to keep up with it, and we do occasionally miss something. So
absolutely.
Thank you for the opportunity. We've had a lot of information come out about growth lately. If people have questions or want more information, just have them give us a call.
Thank you very much. County Executive Jan Gardner on the Morning News Express. We do appreciate it. It's the Morning News Express 652 at WFMD. Hopefully Chris Murray will be next with the business update.